kind of, this is our, like, mudroom entryway of the boat.
Preparations for the 2021 season are already underway on the 68-foot Takina, says co-owner of Takina Adventures, Serena Wild. Extension cords and tools litter the main room.
Sorry, it's under construction right now. It's wintertime project time.
The company takes small groups on five-day excursions out of Sitka to go fishing, hunting, kayaking, or whatever else the group wants to do. Wild and her partner purchased the boat in February of 2020, just in time for the start of the pandemic.
Our business plan did not have a pandemic in it, and luckily our lenders are understanding, and yeah.
Their numbers were a fraction of what they expected, and they weren't able to access any federal CARES Act funding because they didn't have any previous revenue. But Takina Adventures did have a season. Their crew is small, and the groups of no more than six guests test it before heading out on the boat.
It's like your own personal cruise ship, just you and your family on board, or friends.
The company doesn't rely on passengers from large cruise lines at all, and that could be why reservations are looking brighter for 2021. Wild says they only have a few weeks left open. That sentiment was echoed by a handful of local private lodges. Smaller cruise lines like Alaskan Dream Cruises that aren't subject to a federal no-sail order or affected by the closure of Canadian ports are also looking at 2021 with a hint of optimism.
We definitely see and recognize that there is pent-up demand for travel.
That's Zach Kirkpatrick, head of marketing for the cruise line. They canceled their 2020 season for health and safety reasons, but have plans to operate in 2021. Kirkpatrick says they're heartened by the vaccine rollout, but Alaskan Dream recognizes the need to be flexible. The bigger concern is for its parent company, Allen Marine, which has built a regional dayboat business that depends almost entirely on large cruise lines. Normally, they'd be in the midst of hiring upwards of 600 seasonal employees around the region right now, but they've had to tell people to hang tight.
We just try as hard as we can to keep close communication. Of course, there's a lot of crew members that are really eager and hopeful.
Although its economy is more diverse than many Alaskan communities with strong fishing and government sectors, Sitka's visitor industry isn't insignificant. Tourists pumped more than $50 million into local businesses in 2016, and the bulk of those arrivals came on cruise ships, more than 80%. Large cruise lines are still holding out hope for a 2021 season in Alaska. Norwegian could arrive as early as the end of April, and others have postponed until mid-May. But to get to that point, Canada needs to open its ports, and cruise lines need to meet requirements set by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. Chris McGraw is general manager of Halibut Point Marine Services, which operates Sitka's private cruise ship dock. He says he was feeling hopeful early last fall, thinking the vaccine would be widely available in time for the 2021 season. But now, he's not so sure.
At this point, kind of waiting and doing our best to prepare for the season while spending as little money as possible, not knowing if and when the ships will show up.
That's particularly challenging because they're currently undergoing a large expansion at their facility that needs to be completed in time for the cruise season. And they're not the only ones approaching the season with caution. For kayak tour company Sitka Sound Ocean Adventures, more than half of the guests come from cruise ships. Manager John Dunlap says they've hired just a few guides to start in early May, with plans to bring on more if the cruise ships do come. He thinks they'll make it through regardless, but he worries about businesses that have less diverse streams of income.
I think there's a lot of folks that have tourism businesses in Alaska that if this is a weak year for them, it's going to be really hard for them to make it through to another year.
For those that do hang on, 2022 could be a comeback year. Sitka's Chamber of Commerce is projecting 400,000 cruise ship visitors, almost double the number from 2019. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.